I next met with Dr. Lindsay Wilmot, a gynecologic oncologist from Phoenix, Arizona, and to begin, we talked about a 52-year-old woman with stage 3 ovarian cancer from her practice.
So this patient initially underwent a debulking surgery. She had debulking to no gross residual. And then following her surgery, she underwent standard of care chemotherapy with carboplatin and paclitaxel. She actually had a pretty decent interval in between her treatments before she had her first recurrence. And she went on to maintenance bevacizumab following her initial chemotherapy. So she received carboplatin, paclitaxel, then maintenance bevacizumab because of her high risk factors at the time of surgery. That's not standard of care in the United States, as you know. In Europe, ICON 7 most recently demonstrated that for patients who have high risk disease, they may benefit. In fact, they do benefit from bevacizumab maintenance. Those patients on ICON 7 were also treated with triplet therapy in the upfront setting. So carboplatin, paclitaxel, and bevacizumab followed by bevacizumab maintenance. This was a bit of an extrapolation from that by adding in the bevacizumab maintenance following the upfront carboplatin paclitaxel. But the patient did do very well, and she had really no toxicity related to her maintenance therapy. And I find that when patients are treated with bevacizumab as a maintenance, they actually have good quality of life. They come in every 3 weeks for their infusion. They're only in the office for about an hour for their infusion, and then they go about their lives. They can go right back to work. So as far as a maintenance therapy, I think bevacizumab, from a quality of life standpoint, is very good.
You know, it's interesting that you said that, because for this survey, we asked the physician for each type of therapy the patient got to say, were they able to sort of cruise through it without any dose modification? Did they have to have some kind of modification because of toxicity, but they were able to continue? Or did they have it stop? It was interesting because all the chemo regimens, whether or not there was a biologic with it, most of the patients had dose adjustment. But for example, bevacizumab alone, either as maintenance or as therapy for recurrent disease, very few patients had any dose. So kind of we had sort of objective support from what you're saying